Greetings, friends. My name is Easton Davis, and I serve as the canon for communications and digital evangelism for the Diocese of Atlanta. And if you're listening, we hope you are a person interested in the companion relationship of the Diocese of Atlanta and the Diocese of Cape Coast. This space is a place of conversation, of the good news being shared in our companionship. It's about how we serve together and how we are building community. Today, the Rev. Jeff Jackson, Rector of St. Margaret's Carrollton, and the Rev. Dominic Eschen, Rector of St. Teresa's of Avila in Cape Coast, share of how their parishes have partnered together before and during COVID to deepen their relationship with one another and with Jesus.
Hey everyone, my name is Jeff Jackson. I am the Rector of St. Margaret Episcopal Church in Carrollton, Georgia. And I have been super blessed to be in a companion relationship with my brother in Christ, Dominic Eschen, who is the priest at St. Teresa of Avila in Cape Coast. Say hello, Dominic.
Hello.
We're here to just talk a little bit about how our relationship started in terms of being a partner congregation, in terms of our larger partnership with the Diocese of Atlanta and the Diocese of Cape Coast. And so I'll kick us off and kind of tell a little bit about my story and how I got into this partnership with St. Teresa and Father Dominic. So in April of 2019, I was one of the pilgrims that got to go from the Diocese of Atlanta to the Diocese of Cape Coast in Ghana. And, you know, part of that call for me was working on my own journey of racial healing within myself and within my world. And so this trip really came at a perfect time in my life to be a transformational piece of understanding the history between the United States and Ghana and the transatlantic slave trade. And it was a really important pilgrimage for me to be on that. And in part of our trip, we were placed into groups and we went to worship. That was our first day, was to worship with the people of Ghana. And my group got to go to St. Teresa of Avila, and which is in Cape Coast. And there we experienced the sacred and joyful worship of St. Teresa's, and their you know, Ghana is so well known for their warmth and hospitality, and so we experienced that. And at that time, the priest there at St. Teresa was Father Jonathan Asari, and he immediately responded when I mentioned creating a dialogue and partnership between our parishes. And so after the trip, Father Jonathan and I continued our conversations through texting and ways of figuring out how we could create this partnership. And after a couple of presentations here at St. Margaret's about my trip, we created a group here at St. Margaret's to continue that, establish that partnership, and to see how we could envision how our parish could enter into a mutual ministry with St. Teresa's. And we established a resolution that we submitted to both Bishop Wright here in the Diocese of Atlanta and Bishop Victor Atabafo, who is the Bishop of Cape Coast, the Anglican Diocese of Cape Coast in Ghana. And we submitted that resolution. But at that time, Father Jonathan got assigned to another parish. And so luckily, St. Teresa's got assigned a wonderful new priest by the name of Father Dominic. And he and I immediately made some connections. And because of the COVID-19 pandemic, both of our churches were utilizing more technology to communicate to our parishes and beyond. And so that created an inroad for us to begin to meet on a regular basis to talk about what kinds of things would make sense for us for our parishes. And so immediately we began a ministry of prayer for each other and including each other in our Sunday prayers. So that was really wonderful. Father Dominic began to join into our daily office services that we were offering on Facebook, Zoom Bible studies. He just was becoming just so present to us during that time, which was really, really wonderful. I asked Dominic to preach a video sermon that we included as part of one of our services. And so we have just continued this relationship of support and prayer. We have supported them in some of their ministries that they are doing on the ground there in Cape Coast. And they have been supporting us as well in terms of prayer. And we meet together and share ideas. And it's just been a really, really wonderful thing. So I'll stop there. But I would love, Father Dominic, for you to kind of talk about your entry into this relationship and how you've experienced this partnership.
Thank you very much, Father Jeff. I also got into this partnership with our sister diocese, St. Margaret, and Father Jeff during the pandemic, the early phase of the pandemic in 2021. During that period, I had been transferred to St. Teresa, so I read through the handing over notes and I realized the church is already linked with St. Margaret's. So I quickly tried to get their Facebook, page, and I ran into it. I introduced myself, not knowing Father Jeff also has heard about me from Father Jonathan, that's my priest, the Cesar. So Father Jeff quickly linked into mine, and since then it's been a very wonderful journey. We have journeyed from 2021 till now, during the first phase of the pandemic. I introduced my wardens to Father Jeff, and we used to have meetings on Zoom. My PCC members would also join his, that's in Margaret PCC members, and we held series of meetings, and all was to make the link very, very strong. And St. Margaret had been very helpful to us in a sense that they've been supporting us in terms of prayers. They've been supporting us in our local outreach programs, reaching out to the needy, the poor in society, praying with them. And we've been exchanging videos in terms of sermon preparations. Once during the Lenten period, Father Jeff sent a video of his sermon, and we all listened at church, and it was very, very wonderful. I have also joined St. Margaret in most of their morning services, evening services, and even during Holy Masses on Sundays. And I think we have really gone a long way. St. Margaret is well known in St. Teresa. It looks like even the least of the children, the youngest of the children in St. Teresa is aware of St. Margaret. We have also linked ourselves up to an extent that the children here try to look for pals, pen pals from St. Teresa. And at a meeting, we exchanged addresses. And the problem here is that my children cannot communicate because of the internet connectivity in Ghana here. Yeah, so that's a problem. We have also reached a point that we're trying to link the elderly, the adults of St. Teresa, to the adults of St. Margaret. We have not really concretized that, but that is where we are in. So, Father Jeff, I would end here. We have really gone a long way, And we are very grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Us too. And would you describe a little bit about the outreach ministries that y'all are doing and how you've been able to link us to that work as well?
Yes. During the second phase of the pandemic, we started reaching out to the needy, the poor in our locality, the community. And we did that in the name of St. Teresa and St. Margaret. So I sold that idea to St. Margaret, that's Father Jeff. And he also bought into it. And we were supported. And we went out giving hand sanitizers, tissues, soaps, food items like rice, tin tomatoes, and some few other things with money to the aged in our locality. This coming Saturday, we shall visit Ankafu prisons. We shall the women's ministry in our church, including St. Margaret. We are visiting the prisons of Ghana, Ankafu, and we have planned that we shall take recordings, videos, and pictures of that and send them to St. Margaret so that we can include that into the newsletter. So St. Margaret had really been supportive to us in our outreach ministry. Now we have Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament every Wednesday, and it is in the name of St. Margaret. St. Margaret. We have flyers around, banners and things, linking St. Margaret to St. Teresa. We do that. We have Father Jeff's picture on our flyer and on the banners that we have in town and around the church. So people around even feel that St. Margaret is just closer. And that's it. Father Jeff is also in Ghana. He's with us, but they don't know that he's outside. But we are trying to do that just to bridge that link that we are very solidified in our links.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know that my picture was on that. but that's awesome. And so, you know, one of the things that's really when parishes are thinking about these kind of partnerships, I think one of the things that is so hard for people is that the distance feels so vast. And yet I think one of the things that Father Dominic is so good at is bridging that distance in terms of coming up with ideas like that make that distance not feel so distant. And in the same way, I failed to mention that Jonathan also in addition to, I mean, not Jonathan, Dominic, in terms of his presence with us, also writes a regular article in our newsletter. So our people hear from Father Dominic on a regular basis, he shows up at our services that we do online, but also in terms of he did series about prayer postures. He did series about during Lent, and one of the things I think is so important about that is that, you know, we had so much in common in terms of our shared liturgy and in terms of our shared practice and our Anglicanism. And so Dominic has done such a great job of capitalizing on those things that are similar about us and writing to us and teaching our people about the practices that we already do together. And so, again, that's another way that that just makes it really seamless, I think, for partnerships and really important for those connections to have, like, instead of thinking about, I mean, certainly there are lots of differences between our you know, our parishes, but there's so much that's so similar. And so capitalizing on those similarities, I think, is a great way to introduce the benefits of how this can happen. And so I will say that when I told our parish that St. Teresa's was going out into their community and they were giving out hand sanitizer and masks and other items, and they were doing so in the name of both St. Teresa and St. Margaret's, our people were so deeply touched by that that the reach of their prayers and the reach of their gifts and the reach extended way beyond our parish and way beyond our town and even way beyond our country, but beyond. And so so that really has been a really wonderful gift. And that has really made people aware of how close and despite the distance that we are. So Dominic, what are some of the challenges to a partnership like this from your perspective?
Yes, for now, we don't have any challenge for now. There are no challenges that we are facing. The only challenge here is sometimes we really want to get involved in your service, but internet connectivity here in Ghana is very, very rough. And secondly, the timing, you know, we have our services here in the morning, and in the morning here would be done at your end. So that is the only challenge that we face. But I think it's something that we can't do anything about. It is nature. But for now, we don't have any challenge. And let me also say this. One of the parishioners by name Joanna Ward of St. Margaret had been very, very supportive. Sometimes she linked up with my wife, Mamefua, and my wife is a teacher. Joanna Ward is also a retired teacher. But Father Jeff, you spoke with Joanna, and she linked up with my wife. And sometimes she sends reading books. At a point, she sends crayons, pencils, pens, a whole lot of school supplies. And we give them to 52 girls in my wife's class. And the children are very, very happy. The children are very happy. So the point that I'm trying to raise is that the link is not only from parish to parish, but it had even extended to some of our schools. And it's really, really helpful.
That's
for now, we don't have any challenge.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me about Joanne. You know, the other thing that's so great about that is that, you know, Joanne contacted me and said, you know, hey, I have this idea. How could I do this? And I just said, you know, because Dominic, you were so available and so approachable, and everyone kind of just knows that you're a part of who we are here. She felt so comfortable in reaching out to you and making that and establishing that connection with your wife, and so that was a real wonderful thing that just kind of happened, or really organically, and really the Spirit really took that and did something really wonderful with it. So that's another thing that we want to continue to encourage is, though, you know, whenever a parishioner has an idea like that, like I just say to them, you know, you don't have to go through me, like just talk to Father Dominic and he will, he'll respond and y'all can figure out the details. And so, so I'm really proud that worked out the way it did. Dominic, why don't you share some of the other kind of long-term things that we've talked about, some ideas. You know, maybe if someone's listening, if there are people from in in the Diocese of Cape Coast who are listening to this, people from the Diocese of Atlanta who are listening to this, or even outside of our diocese that are listening to this in terms of how to create those partnerships. What are some further ideas maybe that we haven't even achieved yet, but what are some other longer term thoughts that you have about our partnership?
Okay. You know, since it's an Anglican communion, people from St. Margaret's or priests from St. Margaret's or priests from Atlanta Diocese can easily walk into Ghana, Cape Coast Diocese and celebrate Mass. So it is that parishioners from Atlanta can easily come to Ghana and visit any parish in Cape Coast. I am with a view that in future, when we are traveling, the dioceses should get into, the two dioceses should get into a memorandum of understanding so that when people, parishioners or congregants from Atlanta are coming to Cape Coast, they should come, but priests are here, let's say St. Margaret. When people from St. Margaret are coming to Ghana, Cape Coast, I can host them. They don't have to care about where they will sleep. I will look for accommodation for them in a hotel, try and know their number, make reservations for them and see how best we can link together and pay. Now, when they come, they don't need to get tour guide. They don't need to get tour guide. My wardens, the catechist, myself, and other priests can aid them in all their going out and their coming in, because when foreigners are seen in Ghana, they feel that, oh, they are rich. So people try to extort money from them. So with this, I feel this partnership is going to bring about transparency. It's going to bring about security between the two dioceses and between parishes in Atlanta and parishes in Ghana. Secondly, it's really going to help because we would tend to learn more about each other's culture and to try to understand each other, because in Ghana, Ghana is a very high Anglican church. And I've also realized that St. Margaret is also very high. But I know other Episcopal churches in the state, which isn't a high church. So we try to blend all these together and would know and to understand each other's culture. So I think it's helpful. And in future also, let me use this as an example. We shall be having harvest, our annual harvest, this coming November. So when my wardens met, we decided that we were going to have an envelope or an invitation between St. Margaret and St. Teresa, so that when the invitation comes, it's not that St. Teresa is having the harvest. It's both, churches having the harvest, so that at least when we are able to procure something or we are able to do something, we write that this thing was procured or this thing was gotten between St. Margaret and St. Teresa. You know, now we are constructing our mission house so that maybe if we're able to get something and we construct the hall, we say, oh, this hall was constructed by St. Margaret Episcopal Church because of the partnership, that the link between us. So I think this partnership would have a very long way to go, and it has started on a good note.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are so many great opportunities, and that's something that we want to definitely get into talking about fairly soon. I know travel has some restrictions right now, but one of the things that is a goal that I want to begin us to talk about here is how we might start the plans for a pilgrimage to Cape Coast. And also, just so you know, in preparation for that, St. Margaret's is starting a program this fall called Sacred Grounds. And it's a program that is put on, it's a curriculum put together by the Episcopal Church in the United States for congregations to have conversations around issues of race. And one of the main topics in those conversations is about the transatlantic slave trade. And so even last night, the leaders of that group are kind of going through that curriculum themselves before they launch it this fall. And so we begin to talk about Ghana, and we begin to talk about Cape Coast, and begin to talk about the realities of the slave trade there. And so I'm hoping that will be having those conversations will lay some groundwork for people to then consider the call to go on pilgrimage to Cape Coast, maybe in a year or so. I will also say that Dominic and I have joked, but I'm also very serious about the possibility of when we can figure out some ways and get some funds to have him come here and be with us even for a little bit of time. So that's another long-term goal that we want to consider as well, is figuring how we can have Dominic come to Georgia and be here at St. Margaret's with us for a time. So really to wrap up, you know, there's so many fruitful ways that I think a parish in Ghana and a parish in Georgia can get together and to establish connection. And sure, there are some challenges like technology issues, but that really hasn't hindered us very much, because I think with things like texting and messaging and we've been able to communicate really, really well. And Dominic also does a great job of posting their liturgies to us so that we can see how they are celebrating as well. And that has been really educational and formative to us as well. So there's just so much fruit that I think can come out of this that can mutually benefit both the church in Ghana and the church in Georgia. And so, so Dominic, I just want to take a moment and just say thank you. I'm so grateful for you and for our friendship and for our partnership and our brotherhood together. And I'm just really, really grateful to you and for your family. Are there any closing words you want to give before we sign off?
We are also grateful, Saint Teresa congregation. We are very, very grateful for your support in prayer, in everything that you've been doing for us. We also hope to see you here someday. May God bless us all.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all for listening and joining us on this conversation. If you have any further questions about ways that you can partner with a church in the Diocese of Cape Coast, or if you're in Ghana and you want to partner with a church in the Diocese of Atlanta, please contact either myself or Father Dominic, and we will make sure that we can get those partnerships going. And if you have any questions about best practices or ways to do that, we are available and want to encourage further connection between our two dioceses. And so, because when we do that, we are fulfilling more of what Christ calls us to do, to spread the gospel of love, to love and live like Jesus, to practice the way of Jesus, not just here in our little circles and away from each other, but across even oceans, that love can extend and in both ways. And so we want to encourage that and continue to encourage that between the love and partnership between our two dioceses. So so thank you all for joining us. Again, I'm Jeff Jackson. This is Father Dominic Eschen, and we are just grateful to have you with us and listening to this podcast. Thanks so much.